You're listening to KHUM. That was The Toys with Monster Hash. Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Why have I not heard of the song before? Oh my gosh.
I was asking these ladies what Halloween tracks we like, and we got talking about the Monster Mash, and I was like, have you ever heard Monster Hash?
I was like,
no.
No?
Give it to me now.
Yeah.
But right now I have in here Ophelia and Lila, who are members of Vava Room Review, which is, and they're having their Ghouls Night Out, their Halloween performance coming up on Saturday over at the Eureka Theater.
Yes, yes. It's going to be such a huge show. We have such a fun lineup in store for everybody, and it's an all-local show. We normally have performers from out of the area come out, but this is an all-local show, and we have such a fun lineup going on. We have Girls to Men performing. They're a local drag troupe.
And they're great.
Oh my gosh.
I love they're Girls fabulous. To Men.
We had rehearsal the other night and they ran through their act and it's pretty exciting. I'm excited about it.
It's hot. It's very hot. Yeah. We have Girls to Men. We have Justin Sider and we have Megs Madrone doing some belly dancing for everybody. And then we also have the King of Humboldt Drag, Hugh Johnson, emceeing the show. And oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing.
Is awesome.
Yes. Yes. Hugh is just super fun. It's going to be so much fun.
That's great. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, that is happening on Saturday and it's at 8 p.m. How much are tickets?
Yeah. So tickets are $130 for a table for six, $50 for a table for two. So you've been wanting to do a fun little date night with somebody, you know, that's the time to do it. And we also have premiere seats, which are like the first three rows that are available for $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and general admission seats that are $12 in advance and $15 at the door. And tickets can be purchased at Old Growth Tattoo, Good Relations, and Annex 39, which is basically like the ticket box for the Eureka Theater.
And you have to be 21 and over to go.
Yes. Correct. Yes, you do.
Awesome. Sweet. People should definitely take note of that.
But, yes.
Are you doing anything
One of the
special?
Perks of actually being at one of the VIP tables is you get your own cocktail waitress.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be...
And you said if you get the VIP tickets or the special, the premiere seating, then you get to go to the special, what's it called? The special...
VIP lounge upstairs.
The VIP lounge, yes. Yeah. You get to go, so the theater, they're constantly trying to restore it back to its former glory. And so they just restored the lobby on the second floor. So we utilize that lobby as a champagne lounge meet and greet area. And it's exclusively only open to VIP and premiere ticket holders. So it's really fun. And then we have like cake and other goodies up there. And so it's only for VIP and premiere seat ticket holders. So if you want some cake and some champagne cocktails, you
and mingle with the performers before the show.
Yeah. It's also a meet and greet with the performers before the show. So
and
it's
those
really
tickets
fun.
Must go fast.
Yes. I only have like a couple tables for two left and one table for six left. So, and you can purchase those from me at Old Growth Tattoo. And only from me at Old Growth Tattoo. But you can get premiere and general admission tickets at Good Relations and Annex 39 as well.
And you all decide to go ahead and pick a special nonprofit every single time for any of these shows.
Yes, we do a bi-monthly show. So this is our Halloween show, and our nonprofit for this show is Companion Animal Foundation.
How did you connect with Companion Animal Foundation?
You know, they did a burlesque show last year. It was the Burlesque Show, and it was at the ATL, and it was just this huge show that, you know, included all the burlesque performers in the community. There's a few other troupes in town, and it was just this huge collaboration show, and I was a part of it, and that's how I met Shannon. And, you know, we just kind of hit it off from there, and then... You know, ever since then, we've just had this, you know, huge admiration for what Companion Animal Foundation does for the community, what they're striving to do, you know, everything that they're trying to do to get their mobile vet clinic to, you know, raise awareness about the importance of spay and neuter and, you know, vaccinating your animals and stuff. It's just, you know, we're all about it.
Yeah, you were in here about 3 weeks ago to talk about the tattoo event that you had with Companion Animal Foundation.
The Paws for Cause.
Yes, Paws for a Cause, which was super successful. We raised $1,500 in tattoos and piercings, and on top of that, they got $500 in donations. So all in all, $2,000.
So they are so close to getting their mobile RV.
Yes, they are super, super close. So it's just, it was so rewarding. And it was tiring. The guys worked their butts off and they were exhausted, but it was such a rewarding feeling just to see everybody leave so happy, you know.
And once they have that mobile RV, they'll be able to go into the outlying areas and help us spay and neuter a whole bunch.
Yes.
A whole bunch of animals. And if you want more information about Companion Animal Foundation, it's just cafanimals.org. And they're also going to have a table on over at the event on Saturday.
Yes. Yep.
They're going to have a table. They're going to do a sneak peek of their pinup calendar. And then they're going to have a silent auction as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's all going towards their mobile vet clinic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, support the cause, people.
support the cause. Have a great night on Saturday. And do you want people to come in costume?
Yes. So yes. That's something else we were going to bring up.
Yes. We have a costume contest. We actually have three costume contests that we're going to do at the show. We're going to do funniest, scariest, and then best overall. So definitely come in your best outfits and costumes.
And what do you win?
We've got some prizes lined up. Sometimes we give away tickets to our next shows, or
sometimes we give away cash prizes.
Cash prizes.
You know, it could be anything. You know, it's going to be a surprise.
Try and mix it up and surprise people.
Yes.
That sounds awesome. Sweet. Well, you wanted to give away some tickets to the show on Saturday.
Yes, we do. We wanted to give away a pair of general admission tickets. And I guess we have a little trivia question.
Yeah, that's how we roll around.
Yeah. Okay. I guess if you're listening, try to name one of us performers from Va Va Voom.
Okay, that is 786-KHUM. That is 786-5486. Just name one of the performers from Va Va Voom, and you'll take away free tickets to go to the show on Saturday. Once again, that is 786-KHUM, 707-786-5486. The phone lines are unlocked and ready to go.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes they have to think about it.
They have to think about it, yeah.
Think about it.
It could be any of us Va Va Voom ladies.
It has to be a Va Va Voom girl, though.
Yes, it does.
How long has Va Va Voom been going on?
Oh, we just had our 5-year anniversary in April.
Cool. Yes. Have both of you ladies been involved with it the whole time?
I joined about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
And then Ophelia's been there the whole time.
Yes. My sister Kitty Cox and I, we were the co-founders of the troupe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Why did you decide to start it?
We were basically... we both had won the pinup contest at the Inked Hearts Tattoo Expo. She won the first year, and then I won the second year. And then we were asked to do a little burlesque number at Arts Alive. And we had never done anything like that before, but we both had, a little bit of a dance background in different areas. So we collaborated on a piece together, and we just had so much fun. And we were like, this felt so liberating. This is just so artistically liberating. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of fun, and we're just like, and we had other friends that were interested as well. So we were just like, hey, let's do this. Let's get other people involved, because it's just so empowering too.
And then you did the shows for a long time at Eureka.
Yeah, we just hit the ground running from there. Mm-hmm. You know,
And then you guys have been doing
Palm Lounge, and it was sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started at like little bars, you know, and not even making any money. We're just trying to get our name started, and then from there we went to Nocturnum, and then from there we went to the Arcata Playhouse, and then we went to the Palm Lounge, and now we're at the theater. So it's just been like super rewarding, and we just feel super blessed to have so much support from the community.
And then you do the boot camp every year.
And that's how we recruit members, is we do a burlesque boot camp in the spring. And it's a lot of fun.
How do people find out more information about Va Va Voom?
We have a Facebook page. Just look up Va Va Voom, and there's tons of information on there. We update when we're going to start doing signups for a boot camp. If you want to know more information about the event, you know, we also have an event page. Just look up Va Va Voom review, Ghouls Gone Wild. Ghouls Night Out. That was our last year's show. Last year it was Ghouls Gone Wild. This year it's Ghouls Night Out. So we change it up a little bit, you know. try to keep it exciting and different. So,
okay, awesome, sweet. Well, once again, if you want to find out more information about this, you could also check out the Facebook event. Plus, I'll have all of this information on over at khome.com, as well as this interview within the next few hours or so. And once again, if you want free tickets to go to the event coming up on Saturday, the Vava Voom Review Goals Night Out benefiting Companion Animal Foundation, all you got to do is just name one of the performers of Vava Voom. Name one of the performers, and you'll take away those tickets. 786-KHUM. That is 707-786-5486. Going to go ahead and play some messages from some of our sponsors, and we'll be back. You're listening to KHUM.